Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 28. Today's key sentence is
Shizuoka へようこそ.
Welcome to Shizuoka.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, she's in Shizuoka City with her friend Sakura. Sakura's cousin Kenta is at the station to meet them.
Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 28. The key sentence is
Shizuoka へようこそ.
Welcome to Shizuoka.
こちらはいとこのケンタ君。
静岡へようこそ。
彼はカメラに詳しいからいろいろ聞いてね。
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
アンナちゃん、かわいいな。
Okay, let's explain the skit. Sakura introduced Kenta to Anna.
こちらはいとこのケンタ君。
This is my cousin, Kenta.
こちら
is a demonstrative, meaning this person.
わ
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
いとこ
is a cousin.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
ケンタ
is Kenta.
くん
is a title usually used for small boys. You can also use it for male adults if they are your close friends or subordinates.
We earlier learned that こちら, this way, indicates a direction toward the speaker. It also indicates a person near the speaker, right?
That's right. Kenta says to Anna,
静岡へようこそ.
Welcome to Shizuoka. This is today's key sentence.
静岡.
Is Shizuoka a place name?
え.
Is a particle indicating the end point of a movement.
ようこそ.
Is welcome.
静岡へようこそ。
Welcome to Shizuoka is a convenient expression. You can use it with various place names to welcome tourists or other people there. Jonathan, what is Welcome to Japan? Japan is
日本。
日本へようこそ。 It's at the airport when you get here.
Correct. Kenta is a member of his university's photography club. Anna has just bought a camera.She's looking forward to taking pictures of Mount Fuji. So, Sakura says to Anna,
彼はカメラに詳しいからいろいろ聞いてね。
He knows a lot about cameras, so feel free to ask him anything about them.
彼
is he. She is
彼女は
is the topic marker.
カメラ
is cameras.
に
is a particle indicating an object.
詳しい
is an adjective meaning knowledgeable, knowing a lot about.
So the particle ni indicates what he is knowledgeable about.
That's right. Now let's go back to the skit.
から
as because is a particle indicating a reason.
In lesson 9, we learned that から is a particle indicating the starting point of time or place. So 9時から, for example, means from 9 o'clock.Now, we also say から when we talk about why, don't we?
Yes.
彼はカメラに詳しいから.
Means, as he knows a lot about cameras.
いろいろ.
Is many things, various things.
聞いて.
Is the て form of the verb.
聞きます.
To ask. It is a casual way of asking or advising somebody to do something. If you say this in a polite way, you say 聞いてください.Adding
ください
please after 聞いて If you put a particle
ね
at the end of a sentence, you can make an expression sound more friendly.
ね can also make it sound softer.
Anna says to Kenta,
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
I'm seeking your favors, and I'll be grateful.
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
It's a polite way of saying
よろしくお願いします。
This is something that you say when you introduce yourself to others. You can also say these after you have asked somebody to do something for you.
どうぞ makes a request sound more polite.
Kenta is happy as Anna has asked him to do something. He says to himself,
Anna-chan, kawaii na.
Anna is cute.
Anna
is Anna.
Chan
is attached to the names of small children. You can also use it with the names of young females with a feeling of intimacy and affection.
Kawaii
is an adjective meaning cute.
Na
is a particle you add at the end of a sentence when you're murmuring or speaking to yourselves.
I wonder if romance is brewing.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 28 again. Today's key sentence is
Shizuoka e yōkoso.
Welcome to Shizuoka.
こちらはいとこのケンタ君。
Shizuoka e yōkoso.
彼はカメラに詳しいからいろいろ聞いてね。
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
アンナちゃんかわいいな。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned about kara, a particle that indicates a reason. In lesson 19 we learned another particle indicating a reasonので. Could she please tell us the difference between から and ので?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here's what she says. We use both から and ので to explain a reason. For example, if an adjective
かわいい
cute, pretty is the reason, you can say either
かわいいから
or
かわいいので。
But when you use them with na adjectives or nouns, から becomes
だから
and ので becomes
なので。
Let's suppose, for example,
約束
A promise is the reason. 約束 is a noun, so if you use から, you say
約束だから。
If you use ので, you say
約束なので。
から and ので means almost the same thing.But if you use ので, your explanation will sound softer. That's because N in ので sounds softer than K in から. So, ので is used more often in business and on formal occasions. People want to sound gentler and more cordial at such times.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Jonathan, what do you think this sound is?
I think that's an ambulance siren, isn't it?
In Japanese, it is described as
Pipo, pipo.
By the way, the word for police car siren is In today's sound words, we introduced ambulance and police car sirens.
Pipo, pipo.
And?
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
When we talk about Shizuoka, the first thing that comes to mind is Mount Fuji. It was registered as a World Cultural Heritage Site in 2013. I'll ask Kenta to teach me some superb viewing spots of Mount Fuji. Did you enjoy Lesson 28? Today's key sentence was
Shizuoka e yōkoso.
Welcome to Shizuoka.
Next time, Anna and her friends will drive to a beautiful spot to view Mount Fuji.
Join us again.
Sayonara.